Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is your host, Brian.
And that is your host, Ben.
And we are here to solve all of the world's biggest problems.
Yep. One at a time.
Yes. Over several weeks.
Yeah. So far, we've solved 95 problems.
Good. That's a lot. If you ask any person on the street how many problems they've solved in the last 2 years, I think 95 is a good number.
I think any time you can, enumerate the problems that you've solved, that's a platform to run for politics.
We've solved 95 problems. Vote for us. You missed the election. Next time, we'll get them.
Let's not talk about the election.
Okay. Vote for me. Amateur Tarot for president. All right. We're here. We're going to answer questions. We're going to use the tarot, and we're going to do it in our trademarked way. Right? It's trademarked. Nobody else can do a three-card spread.
Well, and nobody else has said TM, 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 TM.
So if you're doing a three-card spread, you probably owe us money.
For sure you owe us money. Maybe some spiritual gold.
So our registered trademark way of...
It's not registered.
Okay. Our trademark.
So I guess it's not a trademark. Copyright, copyright, copyright.
Yes. Our way, our copyrighted way of doing the tarot is thus. We draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back, spiritual goal, guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Wow. That sounds pretty intense.
It is very intense. That's how we've solved 94 problems, and it's how we're going to keep solving problems, because it's the only way we know how.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say
earlier. Oh, good. Great. Just splice it back in to the part of the podcast where you didn't know.
Do you think that it's rude that we are solving people's individual problems instead of solving, big global issues?
Global warming.
Yeah.
Next time on episode... Tune in to episode 96 where we solve global warming.
Tune in to next week when I skip directly to episode 97 because we don't have a solution in the cards.
Well, we don't need to... That's the beauty of the podcast is we don't need to have a solution. The cards have the solution. And that makes it easy.
Well, if the cards have the solution, why aren't the cards running for office?
Brian, that was what I was saying. Amateur tarot for president. How do you think we're going to solve the oil crisis?
But it could
be. The opioid crisis.
So would we.
The other crises. The war on drugs.
Are we.
Poverty. Go on.
Is it a deck of cards that is going to be running for office and we're just the cabinet?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so really, Amateur Tarot Pod is just all of the stump speeches for all of the different decks.
Yeah.
That's why we have two different decks every episode, so that we can get two new candidates up there.
Yeah, so it's gonna be yeah.
Great.
Well, maybe, because we have the bracket coming up.
We do have the bracket coming up.
So maybe that will be the way that you'll decide on the candidate. And then the deck will run for president. We'll sort of be there as its campaign managers. And then, yeah.
Some tarot deck, 2020.
Solving problems three cards at a time.
Well, it's very stressful for the deck to solve giant problems with a three-card spread. And so we oftentimes, every week really, we do a little thing where we check out the candidate for vice deck.
Mm.
And we do a card of the week, and that's for everybody. And it's still a very stressful job, but it's a lot more calming because it doesn't have to be as specific.
Yeah. That's kind of the format of the debate here tonight.
Your Thanksgiving debate.
Yes. That's another thing. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, yeah. In 3 days.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Unless you don't eat meat, in which case, whatever soy says.
All right. Well, is it time now to solve still a small problem? I mean, maybe not a small problem to the person asking to it, but on a cosmic scale, it's a relatively minor problem.
So close to being able to do that. But first, we have to tease your favorite part of the show.
Oh, the outro.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So get ready.
That was a good tease. I feel titillated.
Good.
That's a gross word.
Yes, it is. Titillated. That's why I just said good and I was ready to move on.
But then I'm stuck with having said it, and I've said it twice now.
So... That's just part of the podcast now.
If only there was some way to edit this out.
There's not.
Well, let's go ahead and get on over to Queerance Corner, shall we?
Here we are. Weird. All right. We have a very long question today. Very involved. So
After reading this question, I was thinking that this querent has definitely heard our show before and definitely wants to leave nothing up to us making up stuff about their life.
That's too bad. That's maybe my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, we'll find a way to do it.
We're very intuitive.
This week's question comes from Mila, who's from California. And Mila says, hello, my name is Mila.
Good start.
How are you guys?
We're pretty good.
I have a few questions. Wait, I'd like to know.
You didn't answer how you were.
Because you didn't ask.
Mila did. She said, how are you guys? And I said, I'm
pretty good. Oh, I thought you were saying the letter didn't answer how it was.
No, she's asking us how we are. And I said, I'm pretty good.
Oh, it said, how are you guys? And you said pretty good. And so I just assumed that was for both of us.
Well, I don't know. You have different emotions than me.
I don't.
All right. Well, we're pretty good. Thanks for asking.
I have a few questions I'd like to know. I'm a tarot reader that goes to a Catholic school. You see where this is going, right?
No, but I'm excited to find out.
One, I'm struggling with making a career choice. I don't really know what I want to do. I'm artistic. I like business. But I'm feeling a little lost in if fashion designs is right for me.
Well, that was not where I expected it to go with tarot and Catholic school. I didn't know where it was going.
Can you do a life path reading for each career possibility, or just one? I'd like to get my head out of the rabbit hole.
Well, I don't know what a life path reading is, so we'll probably have to just do our registered trademark copyright 3-card spread.
Career ideas. Fashion design, something in marketing like digital marketing, or something in real estate. Thank you so much if you can read me. I have many questions I'd like to ask if this goes well. I'd want to read myself, but I think ego gets in the way. Please have a lovely day.
Thanks.
Sincerely, Mila.
All right.
So that was a lot packed into that question.
That was not at all where I expected this to go when we started talking about Catholic school.
No, I
thought it was going to be about witches and witchcraft and
Jesus. I feel like the Catholic school was a red herring.
It was.
Like somebody hung that shotgun on the wall, pointed that shotgun out in Act One, and then it was never fired. Nobody knows what that Catholic school has to do with these things, except that this person is obviously dealing with things that they feel like are outside of the scope of what their current resources have the ability to answer.
Yes. And so now we're here to solve the problem.
Here come the cards. Do we have any pre-advice here? Really, this question is about career advice, right?
Yes.
And we have three specific careers.
Don't get stuck on the Catholic school thing, because that is not going to be relevant to answering the question.
No, we might circle back around to that. Because that could be difficult also, being just someone of a different belief structure in a Catholic school or in a structured hierophant-like environment.
I like what you did there.
So maybe we can touch on that. But really what this is a question about career. I'm artistic. I like business. But I don't know if fashion design is right for me. Some career ideas are fashion design, something in marketing like digital marketing, or something in real estate.
Which is... one of these things is not like the other.
Yeah. Fashion design, I have no experience with. And real estate, I've bought a house one time, and it was right before the market crashed in 2009.
Impeccable timing.
Like, not like right before, like, oh, we only had our house for a couple months, but right before, like, October 31st, and I think the market crashed on the 6th of November or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if only President Some Tarot Deck 2020 had been in office then... we could have solved that problem.
Yeah, maybe then I'll buy another house. So yeah, I don't really know anything about fashion design or real estate, but both Ben and I have been in digital marketing before.
Yes.
And so we have a lot to say about that, which is that it is it can be a very engaging, fast-paced career, like they say on the job application.
And then I got out of that business.
And I also, well, no, I still am, I guess, directly in that business. Yeah. I just do it in a different way.
You might get fired, though.
Well... there's always the chance that I could get fired.
So we'll see. Check back next week.
They seem to still like me. So fingers crossed. I guess if we don't have anything big and broad strokes to give Mila, I guess we should go ahead and see what the cards have to say.
I think that's a good strategy.
All right. Well, Ben, I'm about to hand you this week's deck.
You are... very gleeful as you hand it to me.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see what you have to say about this. It's a...
oh, well, I've seen a card.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
This is the Simple Tarot. It just came out.
Oh, boy.
I found out about this from Indie Deck Review.
Okay, well, save that for the sponsor spot.
Oh, we no longer have a sponsor spot.
We don't?
No, I'm just sometimes going to talk about Indie Deck Review, or sometimes we may have a sponsor spot, but okay. This episode we don't have a sponsor spot.
Well, okay. You've learned about it from Indie Deck Review, and let me tell you about the Simple Tarot for those listening at home.
Hold on a second. What a ripoff for the listeners. This was going to be like a no commercial episode, but we just mentioned Indie Deck Review like 4 times.
Well, now we get paid 4 times as much for this episode.
When we weren't going to get paid at all. And
well, the fun thing is 4 times 0 is still 0.
That's true. Have you checked out their Instagram?
Oh my gosh. Now you're just like really milking it. Yeah. Even though you weren't going to do a sponsor spot.
I wasn't going to do it at all, but here we are.
Home are dying to know about the Simple Tarot, which is essentially a tarot deck where all the cards are crime scene outlines. If you will, imagine the magician, but instead of the magician, it's a murdered magician that's been outlined on the floor.
Isn't that magician?
He's also disco dancing a little bit.
Yeah, he's for sure doing the hustle.
So this deck is just very simple.
It is. It's the Simple Tarot. It's there's 2 versions of the deck, and this is the beginner's version.
Oh, what is the advanced version?
No keywords.
Okay, because this one does have a lot of keywords. It's just like kind of the outlines of what you would expect to see on the cards. And then there's some keywords on them.
Mm-hmm. And I think on a lot of them, it'll say like what the symbols mean also.
Yes, like on the chariot, it says vehicle, quickly moving forward. Take action now, confidence and ambition. I'm sure you'll hear more of those as we get into the deck. And then the colors are different for the different suits. What I'll say about the Simple Tarot is if you're learning to learn tarot, you've come to the right place. Yeah, if you're learning to learn, this is probably a fine deck to do it with because the symbolism maps fairly well into the traditional tarot deck, and it also has all of the keywords that you need to sort of remember what's going on.
Something that I noticed about this deck that you would possibly appreciate a lot is that in the conclusion to the book, it says, you don't need to be into crystals, angel guides, or woo-woo flim-flam to use these cards.
That's true.
I would say that about any deck of cards. Yes. You don't have to be into woo-woo flim-flam. And I don't think that woo-woo and flim-flam are mutually...
exclusive? Synonyms.
Yeah, I don't think they're synonymous with each other. I think that flim-flam indicates that someone's trying to trick you. Where woo-woo just indicates something that...
you're trying to trick yourself.
Whoa. yeah, I guess that would be our skeptical point of view. My point of view is it's just something we haven't figured out just yet.
My point of view on this deck is that if you want to learn tarot, this is probably a good deck to do it with. But for a professional like me, 2 stars.
2 stars. All right, we did it.
It shuffles nicely.
Yeah, is it... slightly larger than a deck of cards, or is the bag just slightly smaller?
I think the bag is just slightly smaller.
Oh, it made me think that it was an oversized deck, the way that it fit in the bag.
Nope, I think it's just a small bag.
So Ben's giving those a quick shuffle. Let's review the question.
That's a good idea.
This is from Mila, and Mila wants to know about fashion design, something in marketing like digital marketing, or something in real estate as far as a career
path. Like digital real estate.
Digital real estate. That we buy digital real estate.
We do.
We buy URLs all the time. We have benhatestarot.com and we have Madam Know-It-All.
Who could know what that was a reference to?
Something in some episode.
All right. We're shuffled. We're ready to go. Let's do the advice part of the show.
All right.
Flip.
The 5 of Swords. Whoa. You want to describe the card?
Yeah, so there's sort of 4 swords in the foreground, and then in the background, there's a man punching another man in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It says, violent bully, abusive conflict, self-destruction, victory through deceit.
Where's the 5th sword?
They're there.
Oh, you said 4 swords earlier, and I thought there was another sword somewhere else.
Nope, there's 5. Oh, okay. I just misspoke.
So, self-destruction and victory through deceit. 5 of Swords. That's not usually what I put on that card, but that's what's on it right now. So, what's that mean for Mila? I guess it means that up to this point.
Way to set up your question and then immediately answer it.
It's been a struggle, like some sort of big struggle. And maybe that's the Catholic school coming through. Yeah,
we said it was going to come in.
Yeah.
And it did.
And so the victory through deceit could be being able to navigate this world of Catholic school, even though you don't share 100% that belief system.
Yeah.
And getting out on the other side. So maybe Mila is about to get out on the other side of school. Mm-hmm. And that's why these career questions are coming up.
Good. That's very good.
All right.
Another sword.
We have the Ace of Swords
this time.
That's good.
Much better.
Yeah. So in the present, we have the Ace of Swords. You want to describe it?
Yes. It's a sword. There's a crown on top of it. And there's like some sunbeams behind it, I suppose. It says crown, mastery, sun, optimism, mental clarity, victory, and success.
So that's great.
Yes.
So right now you are in a good place.
Yeah. You're coming out of this phase where you felt like you had to be deceptive? That's the adjective.
Yeah, you had to hide who you really are.
And now you feel like you're really coming into your own. You have kind of recognized your artistic side, and you now have this sword that you're going to carry forward and achieve some of your goals. But which goals?
Which goals? Let's see what the future holds.
Flip.
Justice.
Okay. Balanced scales. Fairness. Decisions and consequences. Justice and doing what is right. Well, that somewhat describes our situation here.
Yeah.
There is also a sword in the justice card.
There's a sword and scales. The scales indicate fairness. And Dolores Umbridge chalk outline.
So, this is interesting.
Yes.
I would like this better if it was in the present position. Because there's a lot of ideas that Mila's balancing.
And maybe that's it. Maybe she's still going to be dealing with those decisions in the near future. Maybe right now it's enough to get out from underneath the school.
Yep.
And then be able to look at these choices in the future.
Yeah. So perhaps that's unsatisfying advice for Mila, but
it feels unsatisfying for me.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm still talking.
Good.
Okay. I was going to say, perhaps it seems unsatisfying for Mila that we don't have a clear answer, but it seems like right now the best thing to do is to keep options open. You don't necessarily have to shut down all of kind of the paths that you have out in front of you. The Ace of Swords is a card that's about new beginnings and about tackling some sort of new challenge with sort of your mental acuity. And so this Justice card is about maybe keeping your options open, tackling all of these challenges in some small way. Maybe, you know, if fashion design is something that you're passionate about, but you're not sure that it's the career choice for you, maybe try something in digital marketing, but do fashion design on the side, or keep learning about that, and maybe it becomes the right pathway.
I would like...
I know where this is going.
...to add to your interpretation.
Oh, that's not where I thought it was going.
I know. You thought I was going to say, let's draw another card.
Yes, I did.
But I would like to point out, like you did, that there's a sword on each of these cards, at least one sword. And the swords are about, they're the suit of air. They're the suit of intelligence and...
Brain,
knowledge. I was tapping my head for those of you. I'm trying to think of a specific word and I can't think of it. So brain. It's the suit of brain. And in the suit of brain carries all the way through, and it's messy at first. There's these five swords that are just like clattered to the ground and somebody beating up. But then there's a clear idea in the second one, in the Ace of Swords. Mm-hmm. And that clear idea and that optimism carries us through to the future, where justice is also carrying a sword. And justice is able to take that one clear idea after that messiness at the beginning. She's able to take that one clear idea and move forward and do what's right based on reason and intellect, and not based on possibly something else confusing the issue. What do you think about that?
I like that a lot. And what that makes me think of too is that justice, you see this woman on justice, she's holding the sword, she's holding the scales. She has picked up that sword and is now able to kind of keep things in balance. And so what I'm thinking now, too, is that maybe Mila's looking for us to give her a specific piece of advice, which we failed to do. And what if instead the advice is, I mean, we've been dancing around this as well, but the advice is that whatever is seeming most inspiring to you now, because that's what the Ace of Swords is about being inspired by something and starting
like
something new.
A clear stroke of inspiration.
Yeah.
The answer to some problem.
Yeah. And what Mila in her question is saying is that she's not sure if fashion design is right for her. So it sounds like that's what's not inspiring at the moment. Maybe it used to be inspiring, but it sounds less inspiring. And so with justice, maybe the answer is to just follow that inspiration, and whatever is inspiring you, like the common thread is you. And so there's really no wrong choice as long as you remember that you have the power in this situation and you just follow the path of what is seeming most inspiring.
Right on. No specific answer to your three options, but when the time is right, you're going to know what to do. And it's going to be based on the facts available to you. It's going to be based on what you're inspired to do. And it's going to be based on what your ability is at that given moment. And so maybe it's one of these three things, maybe it's something else altogether, or maybe it's a mix, but there's no reason to limit yourself, because you're going to be inspired to do the things you're going to be inspired to do.
There we go.
Hope that helped, Mila. And Ben, just on the other side of the Queerance Corner, do you still feel the same way about the Simple Tarot that you felt when you rated it the first time?
Yes. Do you feel different?
I feel like it's a much stronger deck than I expected it to be.
How so?
I feel like it, even with our question, which was a complicated question, it was very simple to use. It was
That's true.
Very clear, very straightforward. It gave as clear of answers as it could give to this intricate question.
Well, Brian, if I were a different person, then perhaps I would say that you've expanded my mind and made me think about what it means to rate a deck in a new way.
But
given that I'm me, 2 stars.
Excellent. All right. Well,
card of the week.
I guess that takes us to the card of the week. And this week's card of the week comes from the Tattoo Tarot, Ink and Intuition.
Well, I like the box that it, I mean, well, the, whatever. The box is whatever. I like the art on the box that it comes in.
It's a nice box also. It's a 2-piece box.
Yeah.
Big size. So this deck is not the 8 Coins Tattoo Tarot. It is just the Tattoo Tarot by Megamundan.
I was going to say, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, we have done the 8 Coins Tattoo Tarot, which I no longer have. But we haven't done this one. I just got this one.
Well, Brian, the first thing that I'm noticing is that this is sort of a pip deck.
It is a pip deck.
So that's something. But the art is cool.
Look at just the backs of the cards.
I know, the back of the card is very neat. It kind of looks like the bicycle cards.
Yeah, it looks like old playing cards.
But cooler. And, I mean, some of these cards look like cool tattoos that I would want to have.
Really?
I mean, I'm not getting...
We're going to start a Patreon. And if you subscribe at a certain amount, Ben is going to get one of these cards tattooed on him. I don't know what that amount is. And I don't know when that Patreon is going to happen, but I'm going to talk to Ben after this episode and we're going to set it up.
If I was somebody that had a bunch of tattoos, that would be a fun gimmick.
I'm somebody that has a bunch of tattoos.
So there you go. Brian will get this fool tattooed on him. It's a pretty good looking fool.
It's all right, but Okay. Nobody cares if a guy with a bunch of tattoos gets a tattoo. They're going to pay a lot to see a guy with no tattoos get a tattoo. What's it worth to you, Ben?
We'll talk about that later. But I wish...
Are we talking tens of dollars?
I think more than tens of dollars.
Dozens of dollars.
Okay. I wish that this deck was not just a pip deck, because the art is actually very good.
Yeah. I don't like that it's a pip deck, but even the pips...
are good looking.
I like them.
4 stars for this deck.
Four stars.
Very attractive deck. It would be 5 stars if not for the pips. But when you think about it, how much effort would it be to do all of those cards?
So much.
For one more star?
Yeah.
Like, well, 4-star gets you into the bracket, so why waste the effort?
Yeah, I think that that last star, that fifth star, is very much like a Pareto's principle. Like, you have to do 80% of the work for that last 20%.
Yeah, so I don't blame the Magna Mundan for not doing that when they knew that, whatever. They knew that they were 4 stars, and so they didn't bother to, you know, put all the extra for 1 star.
All right, here we go. Megamundan Tattoo Tarot Card of the Week.
Wait, we haven't even told the folks playing along at home what Card of the Week is.
Oh my gosh, everyone's just sitting there with bated breath.
They're wondering, what is Card of the Week?
Well, I bet you can guess, based on the name, it's a card that guides the rest of your week.
It's for your week.
Yeah, so when you listen to this, we're going to tell you the card. We're going to tell you how to live your life for this week. And if you live your life for the week the way that the card suggests, then...
everything will work out.
Yeah, everything works out fine.
All right, here we go.
And this is for Mila, as well as literally every other person in the world.
Flip.
The Wheel of Fortune. We didn't get a pip.
Okay, that's good.
We got a major arcana.
Which is good. This has got a wheel. There's a monkey and a dog and a sphinx person riding on this wheel. It's very circus-like, and I like it.
In the pretty neat little white book they have with the... Megamundan Tattoo Tarot, the Wheel of Fortune, the keywords are cycles of life, destiny, a new cycle, evolution through progression, advancement, success, manifestation, unexpected events, sudden luck, a godsend, ups and downs, one person's loss, another's gain.
This is just like a poem.
So what's that mean for this week? I guess it means... we've had the Wheel of Fortune recently, haven't we?
It seems like it.
Well, guys, things are...
I try to block out everything that happens here as soon as I leave, but something is kind of breaking through, reminding me that we did recently have this.
I feel like this week it is an invitation to just let go of your feeling of responsibility for every dang thing in the world. Things happen that are outside of your control, and some of those things are good, and some of those things are bad. In your life, in your, like, when you judge things, when you judge whether something is good or bad. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's good things and there's bad things from your perspective. And those things are going to happen. Some of those things are going to happen whether you influence them or not. And so you just need to know that if you're down today, you could be back up tomorrow. All you can control is yourself.
We did have this card because we talked about Boethius.
That's right.
The patron
right.
saint of amateur tarot.
Yeah. What do you think, Ben?
I'm with you. I thought that was a lovely interpretation.
Excellent, even though I stammered getting there. So this week, just know that not everything is in your control and
deal with it.
Need to just ride those waves.
Well
Ben?
Well, I was so excited that I was going to start.
Oh, go. You go.
Here we are at the end of the show. We've made it.
Yeah, we made it. We're at the outro.
Thank you to Mila for asking your question. And thank you... to everybody else for being here this week with us. And now...
a moment of silence for our lost laws.
All
okay.
Right. We're good. So, now that that's out of the way, self-promotion. You can find us at amateurtarot.com on that website. It's very easy to ask us a question so that we can solve your problems in a future episode once we get done with global warming and opioids and... everything else.
Yeah, those will all be next episode. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll squeeze that all into one. And yeah. Then we'll get back to your questions, which you can ask us at amateurtarot.com or amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
Or like Brian last week, you can call us and leave a voicemail at 314-325-6047, which if you do that within the next 10 minutes, I'll give you my old iPhone.
Good.
The next 10 minutes of us recording this.
Yep.
Whew, that was close. I almost had to give a lot of people... my old iPhone.
You would have just cut it into small bits. All right. We are on Twitter at Tarot Amateur and on Instagram at Amateur Tarot. Brian is also on Twitter at Zen Iron Man.
Ben is on the internet at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. And at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com, he takes creatives and he puts them through a rigorous session of reading blog posts. And once they come out on the other side of that training regimen, they are fully formed professional creatives.
I love it. We have a Facebook group. You can get there by searching Amateur Tarot on Facebook, but it's fun. We have conversations and people post photos of their decks and their tarot tattoos.
Yeah, and also we share little behind-the-scenes things. We share videos from live shows. We share photographs from recording sessions. We just share different stuff. If you're interested in the podcast, it's a way to be one step closer to us.
The next closest thing you could get is in the studio.
Right, which sometimes happens with people.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That's the place where most people find us. And your reviews, it only takes you 1 minute if you can remember to do it, but it helps other people find the show so that we can keep growing the LOLverse.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything to you, and it helps us out a ton so we can get more listeners, so we can do more fun stuff. And then the last thing on the menu here is thank you to Ben.
Thank you to Thanksgiving, a lovely holiday to spend time with your family, your friends, with whoever.
You know what a great thing to do right now would be, Ben?
What?
To save things that we're thankful for this week.
I'm thankful this podcast is over.
Well, that kind of rolls over mine. I was thankful that my friend Ben was here visiting me.
Oh.
Well, anyway. Spoiler alert.
Magic is real.
Just think, if it took them like 80 minutes to fire this thing off, if they were just like, blah, 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 and then they're like, I could spend another 4 hours doing this differently, but I don't know. Let's pretend I never started talking.
Okay. That's what I do most of the time.